Time now for Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters. It's brought to you by Legends Inn in Marshalltown. We'll talk about basketball here in a little bit, but let's start with football. We now know the dates of all the games for this fall and a really cool matchup heading to Arrowhead.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. You know, this is the year where Iowa State will have, you know, five home games out of the nine Big 12 games. It alternates every year. You go from, you know, only being able to host four and having to play five on the road to the next year you get to host five. So Iowa State will host five next year. And then on top of that, you know, one of the road games is not quite neutral. I mean, it's still Kansas's home game and it's in Kansas City, but there'll be a lot of Iowa State fans that make their way to Arrowhead. So, you know, that almost is going to have more of a feel of a neutral site game to it. So, yeah, really exciting opportunity for Iowa State. I think they've got a team that could be very competitive in the Big 12 with 20 of 22 starters returning. And, you know, I think the schedule is one that, it still has some potholes out there. Certainly ending at Utah and home against Kansas State are two very tough games to close it. But, you know, hopefully by that time that those two games roll around, Iowa State's in a great spot and competing toward the top of the Big 12 conference. We'll see. I don't think they're going to be picked at the top of the Big 12 because typically they're picked more in the middle of the pack, but I think they've got a chance to go compete up at the top.
You mentioned that game at Arrowhead against Kansas, and basketball just got a huge win this past weekend against Kansas, another top 10 win.
Another great win. You know, it's amazing that in the T.J. Hunselberger era, Iowa State's had nine wins over top 10 teams in the AP poll.
And wow.
You know, that matches Kansas for the most of the country. It's second, or go beyond that, it goes down to seven. So Iowa State and Kansas kind of stand alone in that category. And you do get a lot of opportunities for really quality wins in the Big 12 Conference, clearly. But TJ has taken advantage of that and has had great wins. And now Iowa State, after beating Kansas this past weekend, is, you know, they don't have to go back to Lawrence. And they're in a good spot. You know, they're tied basically in the loss column at the top of the Big 12. I think there's four teams that have two losses, and Iowa State's one of them. And it says a lot about the Big 12 that we haven't even made the turn yet, you know, to go to the second half of conference play. Mm-hmm. And nobody has fewer than two losses.
And a road game this Saturday night against Baylor.
Yeah, two road games coming up. Iowa State's going to go to Baylor Saturday night, then stay on the road to go down to Austin, Texas, and play Texas on Tuesday night. So a real challenging swing. I would look at it the same way I looked at the BYU-TCU swing. If Iowa State can get a split out of those two games, I would feel great. And I'll get a little greedier if they win that first one against Baylor and want the full sweep. But absolutely sign me up right now. If they can split those two games, it's really going to put them in the hunt to compete at the top level of the Big 12 Conference the rest of the way.
That next game Saturday night, pregame coverage starting at 6 o'clock right here on Kicks 101.1. Thanks a lot for the time, John.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.